Wake up, Coastal Carolina. Wake up. This is your CCTA Wake Up Call.
Produced by the Coastal Carolina Taxpayers Association, a nonprofit, nonpartisan organization dedicated to the preservation of the U.S. Constitution, free enterprise, and individual liberty.
Hello, Coastal Carolina, and welcome to CCTA Wake Up Call. I'm your host, Rick Hopkins. We are so glad that you choose to join us and listen to the show. We hope you're getting some valuable information. We'd love to have some feedback from you, so go to cctaxpayers.com, hit the feedback button, let us know how we're doing. Also, visit our sponsors. Let them know you heard about them on CCTA Wake Up Call, because they pay the bills. Well, it's been a busy week, and there's so much to talk about. There's no way we can touch on all of it, but our panel tonight here, we got Bob Griswold.
Hello. Mary's homesick. Mary's homesick.
That's a good excuse. Good excuse. You need to quit beating that woman, I'm telling you.
Well, I was the one that shared my cold with her.
Oh, okay.
You shared it. That was nice.
Yeah. And then we got Diane Ruffino. She's with us tonight.
Hello.
Hal James and Rainer James.
Hey,
and,
Rick.
Hey there.
They're the dynamic duo that gets so much done for CCTA. I don't know how they ever get any sleep.
Well, you've gotten a lot done here lately on our programs, I'm going to tell you.
Well, we'll get into that here in a little bit. Let's talk a little bit in this first segment about some of the things going on in D.C. A lot of heads are starting to roll. A lot of sealed indictments are being unsealed.
Wonderful.
We're starting to find out some of the things that have been known for quite a while, but they are sealed indictments. And, well, it's time that some of them started getting unsealed, and that's what's been happening this week. One of them is this thing with the colleges and pay for a place to send your kids and get special privileges. Bob, you've got a little bit of information on that.
Well, it's interesting that there were a couple of stars that have been arrested now, and because they paid a lot of money to schools, USC, or they there's multiple things that happened. There's a guy that's been funneling the money through, Singer, yeah. $25 million worth of funneling the money through.
We're not talking chump change, are we?
When you say stars, what do you mean?
Hollywood stars.
Yeah. I'm not into that.
And the way that it's manifested themselves is some of the children have been made out to be sports athletes, and therefore their head has been photoshopped onto somebody else's body. They've been accepted at schools as an athlete, and therefore they're taking an athletic scholarship, and somebody else isn't getting that scholarship.
And they've never participated in the sport.
Good
Lord.
The other way, there have been people that have been taking the SATs and the ACT testing for other quote candidates.
Well, to make it short and sweet and simple, they fraudulently gained
conspiracy.
Fraud. Yeah, they've got their kids. First off, they have. I think the biggest failure is they have not let their kids fail.
Well, I guess you're talking about some little backwater colleges and stuff like that.
No.
We're talking USC. Ooh. We're talking Yale. We're talking other major schools.
Stanford. And Wake Forest.
A lot of big schools.
And not only are they paying some coaches to take these kids on the team, knowing that they're not going to play, but then these payments they've made through nonprofit organizations, they're taking as tax write-offs.
Yep.
So how to get a tax deduction for sending your
tax deduction
child to school?
Well, I heard just before I left to come to do the show that one of them had turned herself in today, and so we're going to have a lot of trials going on for that. But I want to draw attention to what's going on here. a lot of people, including me, believe there is a plan to drain the swamp and to return America back to the people. And a lot of people are very impatient, wondering, well, why hasn't something happened yet? Why hasn't something happened yet? Well, there are thousands of sealed indictments. And, you know, you can go on, I think it's the Justice Department website, and you can find all the sealed indictments. Now, it doesn't tell you who they are. It tells you what states and how many in each state, when they were filed. You can find out just how many there are. Eastern North Carolina's got over 1,000 in it.
Wow. Interesting. Wow.
In Eastern North Carolina, right, yeah.
Hope it's not they've for any got tea partiers.
They've got... They've not, North Carolina divided by East Coastal and Piedmont and Western, and I think they've got four regions there. But it's interesting read. But these Hollywood stars, these are some of the first sealed indictments, I understand. Now, why would that be it? Well, if you want to return America back to where it was, you have to go after what's been corrupting America. Okay. Movies.
Education.
The press.
Media. Okay. So.
And the two-class system of justice.
Well, you look at the next generation of voters. Who are their current icons and heroes? And, you know, they need to know they've been lied to. They've been cheated on. They've been stolen from, because some of these people are losing their opportunity to go to college because somebody else has bought their position.
Yeah. You know, when I first heard this, I thought to myself, well, sure, I know a lot of people that their parents and their grandparents went to the school that they go to, and the prior generations had given gifts to the schools and so on. And I thought, what's wrong with that? And then I began to hear some of the detail, and it's just flat out corrupt and wrong and evil.
Right. But ask yourself this question. You're a big Hollywood star. You got multi-million dollars. Why buy your way into the college? Why don't you just build a building for the college? It'll be named after you, and your kid will get their scholarship or whatever. They'll get their admission.
By the way, the final line of Howie Carr's article, I don't know if anyone ever looks at the Boston Herald, but Howie Carr has exposed a lot of different things, but the final line in his was, it's early yet in 2019, but so far I think this is my favorite story of the year.
Diane, you had something to say?
I think it's just ironic or hypocritical for these Hollywood elites, big lawyer types, and they buy their kids into universities. They bribe because have the money, and yet they also donate to a party which shall not be named. But and they accuse that party, the other party, of just taking care of only the elite.
Well,
right? They perpetuate the elite, and that's exactly what they're doing.
So, as usual, they're accusing others of their own actions.
Right. And it's a pattern. I mean, if you look at all of it, you've got these Hollywood elites. They're against the wall. They don't want the wall built.
Except in their backyards.
Right. But they all have walls.
Well, there is that.
Yeah.
They're against guns, but they have armed guards, you know.
Yeah. Against walls.
They
have walls.
You know, they're hypocritical against everything.
Yeah, the Academy Awards was a perfect example. They wanted to have a night to themselves. They wanted to honor themselves, and they didn't want anybody to know what they were doing. They didn't want any paparazzi. They didn't want anybody, ruining their parade. So they had a wall built around their red carpet, and then you couldn't access their little party area. So they can, in seclusion, just amongst themselves, and they enjoyed it. They had their armed guards, and that's the privacy and the security that they want for themselves, but deny the rest of Americans.
All right. And then you have Smollett. Is that his name?
Smollett.
Yeah. Things aren't going the way you want in life. So you go out and you frame somebody else for committing a hate crime against you.
Yeah.
Knowing that if they get convicted of it, if somebody gets, picked up for it and convicted of it. And that's what I think ought to happen to him.
16 counts, I think?
Yeah, whatever, if there had been a guilty party that committed this crime, whatever penalty they would have gotten for the crime that they allegedly committed, is the penalty he should get.
Well, I think plus some because he was taking advantage of a stereotype and a hatred and a history that we really want to forget and we'd love to get behind us. And most of us work our whole lives under the assumption that there are no differences amongst people. And then he takes advantage of a hatred that was decades and decades ago, and we have every law in the book to prevent it again, yet he uses it to perpetuate old stereotypes.
I'm going to come to you, Hal, but I want to throw a term out here that our listeners may not be familiar with, and that's projection. Projection is when you accuse somebody else of what you're doing. You're projecting your crime onto them, mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And that's what we're talking about here. The Hollywood elites, a lot of them, and a lot of the politicians now, and like you said, an unnamed party, mm-hmm. Particularly, they're both guilty, but one more seems absolutely. To be a little bit more guilty than the other. They project by accusing the opposite side mm-hmm. of what they're guilty of doing. Hal?
Well, I hope that maybe this is changing the subject. I'm not intentionally doing that, but I think something that's really stuck in my craw that's in the news that's going on is how apparently the FBI, under the instructions, I guess, from DOJ, have just gone after people and then tormented them. I mean, take them into sessions with them with the FBI and then accuse them of such things as falsifying an application for a loan at a bank, you know. For Lord's sake, I mean, you go for dig and pick up every little thing like that and bring these people and put them in jail. It just absolutely blows my mind.
Well, let's talk a little bit about that after we take a break to hear from our sponsors. We'll be back in just a moment and continue this conversation.
Baldwin's Transmissions and Auto Repair is the transmission physician in the New Bern area. If you're experiencing transmission problems, call or stop by the shop on Highway 17 South in New Bern. Baldwin will give you the options. They can install a new or reconditioned transmission, or they'll rebuild your existing transmission if that's what you prefer. Baldwin also does a variety of minor auto repairs like brakes, tune-ups, and water pumps. Count on Baldwin Transmission and Auto Repair, your transmission physician, Highway 17 South in New Bern. Everyone loves fresh seafood, and Redfish Seafood Market on Highway 55 East in Grantsboro has all your favorites, like shrimp, scallops, and salmon, and plenty of fresh fish in season. Come for our own soft-shell crabs, pecan wood smoked sausage and salmon, and our very own boiled peanuts. Load up on seafood seasoning, flavorful breading, and sausage from the Redfish Seafood Market, Thursday through Saturday, 10 a.m. till 6 p.m., Highway 55 East in Grantsboro, across from the Dollar Tree.
People who learn to do something well and do it often get very good at it. Dr. Jay Singleton and his staff spend a lot of time removing cataracts, and they are good at it. Dr. Singleton has been doing a high volume of these procedures for 15 years. Let's face it, once we turn 50, the chances are we'll soon need cataract surgery. Fortunately, the Singleton Vision Center is conveniently located at 3515 Trent Road in New Bern, and the state-of-the-art Singleton Surgery Center is bringing costs down for patients and participating insurance companies. For dedication, experience, and convenience, you can trust the Singleton team. Dr. Jay Singleton and the Singleton Vision Center is conveniently located at 3515 Trent Road in New Bern.
Panicelli's Pizzeria in River Bend features delicious handmade Italian dishes like lasagna, spaghetti, fettuccine alfredo, stromboli, calzone, and many more. And now Panicelli's has home delivery. Panicelli's uses only the freshest ingredients, and they have fantastic New York-style pizza in four sizes or by the slice. Panicelli's Pizzeria also has great salads and subs. So today, head to River Bend, and Panicelli's is at 40 Shoreline Drive, or call Panicelli's Pizzeria for home delivery.
Just who are these people doing this CCTA program? They're people like you, a photographer, someone that ran their own business, someone retired from the military. Just people in the community that love this country and have a desire to do their part to lower taxes and shrink government. to protect individual liberty and to preserve the U.S. Constitution and free enterprise system. We welcome you to come out to a meeting. If you like what you see and hear, there's a place where you can contribute to the cause. To learn more, go to cctaxpayers.com. That's cctaxpayers.com. The group meets every third Tuesday at Stanley Hall Ballroom in downtown New Bern. To enjoy a fantastic speaker and report on CCTA activity since the last meeting. If you've been disappointed with rising taxes and government intrusion, don't just complain. Join Coastal Carolina Taxpayers Association and make your voice heard.
Welcome back to CCTA Wake Up Call. Again, I'm your host, Rick Hopkins. We have Bob Griswold. We have Diane Ruffino. We have Howard Rayner James. And we have you. Thank you for joining us. Hal brought up a good topic just before the break, and that's what's been going on in the corrupt Justice Department. And we're starting to find out that just about every government agency out there is really, really corrupt. Now, that doesn't mean everybody that's in those agencies.
Oh, Lord, no. Thank goodness.
It's those that were appointed and elevated to the highest positions. And they have a coordinated attack that they were implementing. And Hal, you were talking about dragging people into court and all that. Of course, a lot of this has to do with a fake document, dossier, that was...
Which is a fancy name it doesn't really deserve.
Yeah, it was...
Series of memos. That's all it is, a series of memos.
It was being used by one party to try to take out the candidate of another party and prevent them from being elected. And then so there was special counsel appointed to investigate that particular aspect, and that was to have Russian collusion by our current president. But it went far beyond that because they never could find any evidence of collusion. But they used that to draw in all these people, to subpoena them, indict them, bring them in, and go through their personal lives and come up with little things that they could. We're all guilty of something.
Absolutely.
Well, even, there's so many laws, it's hard not to be. Yeah.
There's even a book about that.
Even to the point that apparently in certain cases the FBI lied to the person that was brought in, it's not illegal for them to lie to the individual, but anybody who makes a mistake in what they state in their statement,
I guess unless you can prove a case of entrapment through that is
if they lie to you. And it's a government official, they lie to you for the purposes of getting you to admit or to, I guess, to commit a crime, then that's entrapment.
Yeah.
And why do they come down so hard on Manafort? What has he done?
He is guilty of a lot of...
He's a shady character. Yeah. He is.
I don't doubt that, but it seems like the things they're pinning him on are picayune.
They're still illegal in their crimes.
They were long before his association with the
It has nothing campaign. To do with the campaign.
Well, here's what I do think, though. He had not been under the microscope for anything that he'd done that until he joined forces with Trump. Right. And all of a sudden, he became a target. And I think others have similarly become targets simply because of their association with Donald Trump. Because I believe the hope is to stir in it and find enough bad stuff about people close to Trump to make it sort of the smoke and the fire deal. Kind of by osmosis, smear some of that over on Trump when it's undeserved.
Right. I understand. But still, if you're found guilty, if you are actually guilty.
I understand I agree with you. But we don't need a two-tiered justice system.
No,
and we've
don't.
Got it big time.
The rules don't apply.
Thank you, Raina.
The rules don't apply across the board. Some people have committed much worse crimes at higher positions in the government and have not been held accountable, but I understand, I hear it's coming.
Oh, yeah. Two things, if I can remember the second one. Let me start with the first thing. this whole dossier thing, which personally I think was a way to entrap. I think the government set Trump up hoping that it would lead to true crimes, okay? I think it was a fishing expedition, and then you have a Mueller, and he's not found any collusion, But meanwhile, he's gone to different rat holes to try to find something and do the old Nixon kind of trap where there is obstruction of justice. And I don't think Trump ever fell for the obstruction part. Others did, but nothing connecting to Trump. So today or yesterday, we hear Pelosi's, we're not going to go the impeachment route. So they're putting the impeachment, that scheme, to rest. And it's not because they're good people that Democrats are have a change of heart. It's because we know what's coming out. The Mueller report is coming out. Reports are being leaked. Transcripts of hidden, you know, testimony, they're coming out. They know there's nothing. There's no collusion.
They've known it all along.
Right, they knew it. But now they know they can't impeach because they have nothing to impeach on. So here they're saying, well, they're making themselves out like, well, we don't want to hurt our chances. We don't want to backfire, the impeachment to backfire on it. So they're making it sound like they're doing everybody a favor by letting it rest. No, they're not. They just don't have anything.
Yeah.
So that's, I think that's one thing that we can kind of, we could take to the bank now, that there really is no Russian collusion.
Right.
Another thing I wanted to go into is this, remember Lisa Page? I thought this was great yesterday because we really did not like, well, we didn't like Lisa Page, but we really didn't like her lover, Peter Strzok. He was this creepy, grinning, counterintelligence guy in the FBI.
Well, neither of them is a sterling character.
Yeah, but then I remember that Peter Strzok, he testified, and he had this eerie, creepy smile. But Lisa Page, you know, she had an affair with him, and she was also caught in this texting relationship. It was inappropriate, but it was highly partisan. Where they talked about Trump, how they had to do, he could never get elected. We have to prevent that.
We need insurance policy.
Right. And then they referred to some meetings within McCabe's, Andrew McCabe's office, where apparently that's where they hatched that insurance policy.
Okay? Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Well, last July 2018, she testified before the Congress, but it was sealed, the doors behind closed doors.
And this was over a year ago.
Right. Mm-hmm. Right. And we heard that she was, not like the others, she was going to spill her guts. She was going to tell all. But we just never heard anything. Well, yesterday, her testimony was made public, and one of the congressmen, a Republican congressman, leaked it. Or not leaked it, but he made it public because it was
made.
He put
it into the record.
He put it into the record, right. And he's from Georgia. And Collins, I think it was.
Doug Collins.
Yeah. So we learned from that testimony that the FBI was instructed by Obama-directed Loretta Lynch, right? So she's the attorney general. Obama's DOJ instructed the FBI, Comey, not to press charges, bring charges against Hillary Clinton. Now, we all remember this because, remember, Comey came out right before they made the decision not to indict her or anything. He came out and he said her conduct was, extremely careless, remember?
Yeah.
Her conduct
with the
using classified information on her personal server, that was extremely careless. Well, that's the same as, you know, extremely reckless, which is the same as gross negligence.
Mm-hmm.
But he was trying to confuse people saying, well, she didn't have the intent. She was just, you know, extremely careless. Again, extremely careless is the same as gross negligence, which
is
the language of the Espionage Act. Mm-hmm. It's not intent. There was no actual intent. It's gross negligence. If you are grossly negligent, same thing as extremely careless, then you have broken the law.
Right.
I can assure you that if you were a military person and you had a classification like top secret, which is not the highest thing in the world, but even that, and you were carrying it around in your briefcase, you know, without it being marked or something like that, and that got discovered.
Who was indicted for that? Petraeus.
Yeah.
Petraeus.
Yeah.
How do you
explain to the parents of that kid that took a photograph on a submarine
spent
a year in jail?
Right. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And I love one of their lines of defense is, well, all this information is coming from stolen emails.
Yeah, yeah.
Stolen.
Doesn't make any, it's still wrong. It's still criminally negligent.
Okay, so maybe the process of getting the information wasn't entirely legal. So
I'm just glad we got the information and we found out that she's guilty.
Prosecute
now.
For that all you want to, but once you've got the information, you got the evidence.
That's exactly.
Who cares?
I mean, who cares? I mean, do you feel better or worse that a criminal, someone's out there breaking all these laws and because no one found out about it, can get away with it? Yeah. Well, I'd rather find out. I don't care how I find out. I just want to know if people are breaking the law.
You wouldn't have known about it if he hadn't stolen those emails. Like that's making us. Okay, we're going to take another break to hear from our sponsors. We'll be right back.
At Professional Auto Service, keeping vehicles in top form and running well isn't just their business. It's the passion of folks who work there. If baling wire and duct tape is good enough, don't go near them. But if you take pride in your vehicle and reliability is important, go to 2215 Country Club Road in New Bern and let Professional Auto take care of your vehicle. You'll be pleased. That's Professional Auto Service, Country Club Road, New Bern.
Moore's Old Time Barbecue is slow cooked and smoked over hickory in the tradition established by Tommy and David Moore's parents over 70 years ago. Moore's also serves fried chicken, cooked order seafood, and homemade side dishes. Open 7 days a week at our three locations in New Bern, Winterville, and Moorhead City. We also cater and deliver to your home, workplace, church, or school, anywhere you want your truly traditional barbecue and fixings delivered. And remember, if it's not Moore's, it's less.
Would you like to improve your overall health without the use of prescription drugs? Is stress causing you health concerns? Do you want more energy? We hope that you would like to experience optimum health the rest of your life. We offer a free nutritional consultation to the listeners of this radio program. Call the office of Gladys Sussell, wellness educator and nutritional consultant, at 252-728-2118 to make an appointment to start your journey to optimum health.
County Compass is a rapidly growing, free, weekly newspaper throughout eastern North Carolina. At the County Compass, we believe small business is the future of our great nation. Many small business owners have discovered that an ad in the County Compass each week is the most effective, the most affordable way to reach thousands of readers from all walks of life. At the County Compass, we focus entirely on local and regional news. Coverage of important issues that directly affect your life. At the County Compass, we love our readers and we love our advertisers. This Thursday and every Thursday at more than 750 distribution points throughout eastern North Carolina, pick up your free copy of the County Compass newspaper.
Since 1952, the North Carolina Fisheries Association has been working to ensure access for fishermen and consumers to enjoy fresh local seafood. The North Carolina Fisheries Association is for fair, science-based fisheries management for commercial and recreational fishermen. If you agree with this philosophy, become a member. For more information, log on to ncfish.org. For fresh North Carolina seafood, there's no better place than B&J Seafood, Highway 70 East in New Bern. For news, commentary, and a different perspective, check out rightwinggranny.com. Hey, Granny's got it going on. See for yourself. Go to rightwinggranny.com.
Welcome back to CCTA Wake Up Call. Well, we've had some interesting conversation up to this point, but I'm going to bring us down to the local level here, North Carolina being
local.
That's
not down.
Well, it is if you're up there.
Okay.
We're going to talk about some stuff going on in North Carolina. Number one is the special election.
Oh, yeah.
And this is to fill the seat of Walter B. Jones. And
how many people are running?
26.
26 so far.
Yeah. Well, it's over with.
It's over with.
Well, other than write-ins.
It's over, right.
Other than write-ins.
Oh, yeah, write-ins. My name is Rick.
Rick, I love you, but I ain't going to do it.
And, Rick, you've arranged for Melanie Ray to come in and tell us about it at our next public meeting. That's
wonderful. You're jumping the gun on me there.
I'm sorry.
We'll get that next.
I just want to congratulate you on that and other things you've done recently.
Well, let's talk about this special election. The primary election will be held on April the 30th. Okay?
Yep.
The general election, the second primary, will be July the 9th.
If it's needed. Otherwise, that'll be the election.
Right.
And then
if it's a second primary, then September 10th?
Right, that's correct.
And one stop starts on the 11th, and it's just the offices, just at the administration office during their office hours, which I think 7 to 5.
The 11th, you mean 11 April, right?
11 April, that's right.
Yeah.
And then it goes weekdays all the way up till one stop ends on the 25th of April.
All right. And if you're not a registered voter yet, you have until Friday, April the 5th to register. After that, the only way you'll be able to vote is by...
One stop,
and that
early voting, you can register and vote the same
day.
Mm-hmm.
That there's a name for that though. It'll come to me in a minute. It's not a regular ballot. It's
a provisional ballot.
And the way the provisional ballots work is they will be examined at a later date, and all your information will be verified. Unfortunately, your vote will have already been counted.
Now again, Rick, the third congressional district election covers 16 and a half counties, essentially. 16 full counties and half of Pitt County, I believe.
That's about right. Hmm. And some of the counties have a lot of people that are in and running. I was looking at Pitt County, and they've got four candidates out of Pitt County. Carteret has two. Lenore has three. Craven has two. Wake, how do these people from Wake come in? We got two from Wake County.
One from Cary, one Apex.
Apex is the mailing address. So there's two addresses, a mailing address and a physical address or whatever.
Yeah.
But the one from Apex, it's Apex and Apex, I think. There is no other.
There's apparently no requirement that you have to live in the district, which is
really,
which is why Maxine Waters doesn't live in her district.
Yeah.
They have to promise to move to the district if they win. They're doing a judgeship, so I don't know about this.
Well, but moving on, because we're running out of time here. We got a lot to talk about. I can't stress enough the importance of first being registered to vote. Second, being educated on who you're voting for, especially when you've got this many candidates. Now, you're going to hear all kinds of things over the next few weeks as we ramp up to the primary. Folks, you need to do your due diligence. Get out there. Search out the facts for yourself. If it's an incumbent, they're going to have a record.
Rick, I'd like to say something about that because it's something that's a real hot button with me. All too often, I've listened to what people said, believed them, voted for them. Others did the same. They got elected. Then I saw what they did, and it was not what they told us.
All right.
I feel really comfortable when a candidate tells me what I think is the right thing, and then there is a voting history to look at that matches. The two are congruent. I think people need to check that situation and really pay attention to both things.
All right. It's one thing to make a promise. It's an entirely different thing to keep that promise.
Amen.
And like I said, and like you're saying there, if they're an incumbent, if they've already held office, then you can go back and look at their voting record.
Yeah.
You can go back and say, well, did they promised us this? Did they actually do it? Mm-hmm. Or, you know, what's going on there. And a way you can do that through CCTA is with our vetting reports.
That's right.
Hal's vetting committee, they issue invitations to all the candidates to come and be vetted if they'd like. They're all asked the same questions, and then their responses are published on our website. And you can later, if they're elected, go back and say, hey, wait a minute now. You were vetted, and during the vetting process, here's what you said.
But that's just for starters. Right. It's what they say, and that's a good place to begin. But you also need to look at their voting record if they have one, and I'm much more comfortable when that's the case.
I agree.
And the other thing is their past life history, because there are how people live and what they do prior to coming to public office also leaves clues.
Right. And political ads, I don't know about the rest of you, I don't even pay any attention to them because it's a lot of money being spent for one purpose, getting you elected.
Sure.
And I'd rather do my own research and find out like the way we're talking about how.
I'd like to tell our listeners a little bit about how we're planning to go about it. You know, because the filing date was just recent, what we're going to do is have a vetting committee come together and look at our questions over again, because we might make them a little bit more pointed to the U.S. House directly, because that's what it is. That's the only election it is for the U.S. House. And I think that'll be important. And then the next thing I'm going to do is invite everybody to send in comments if they would like to, or even attend that meeting if they would like to, so that we really have a feel for what people here in the 3rd District would like to see.
Right. That's a good
people
idea.
Ask, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Well, that's one way CCTA is trying to help you make a decision. We are nonpartisan, so we're not going to steer you towards a candidate. We're just going to provide the vetting reports for you. And here's the second way we're going to do it, and that's on Friday, March 22nd, 2019, at Oranger Auditorium in New Bern. That's on the campus of Craven Community College. We're going to be holding a candidates forum for the U.S. Representative District 3 election, and we've invited already all of the candidates that filed, and we've already gotten a number of responses back.
Well, three people have already responded, and on the email that we sent out asking them to please come, there were 17 people had opened them out of the 26, and so if we don't hear from those people pretty soon, then I'm going to call them up on the phone and invite them on the phone to call their attention to it and let them know.
So. There's a big demand for them right now, you know. Mm-hmm. Everybody wants to have them on radio shows and interview them and all that. So it takes time to juggle the scheduling around and all. So since we just emailed yesterday, to have those responses already is fairly good.
Rand and I went up to a meeting, and it was held up in Lenoir County, and all the candidates were invited. And I think they had 25 out of the 26 show up at that one meeting.
Wow.
And there were not many more than that visitors there to listen to them. It was
kind of, wow.
Well, Lenoir is not really a conservative area.
No,
and,
you're right.
And they, the delegates were, there were 25 delegates to that organization.
Well, let me get in Jacksonville, we went to a meeting there, and it was very, very well attended. So, like Rainer says, it depends on the counties and the area.
All right. Well, let me repeat this. That's at Oranger Auditorium on the campus of Craven Community College here in New Bern, North Carolina, Friday, March 22nd, 2019, at 6 p.m. Each candidate's going to receive an equal amount of time to introduce themselves and state their position on issues of interest to the electorate. And, of course, due to the number of candidates, we wait to find out how many say they're coming before we determine how much time and how long a list of questions.
That's over the Craven County Community College, and it's a beautiful auditorium if you've never been into it. I mean, it's what you would expect of a nice college to have, but their stage, their auditorium, and things like that.
It's right by 70 and Glen Burnie,
it is.
In that area.
Right. I am so pleased that we were able to get that venue for this event, and I think that'll really enhance it considerably.
Right. All media is invited to attend. We're probably going to be live streaming it also on our Facebook page. And, of course, we will record it for later broadcast on our radio show. All right. Now, moving on. Every month, CCTA has a public meeting, free and open to the public. It's third Tuesday of every month. It's downtown New Bern at Stanley Hall Ballroom. This month, Ms. Melanie Ray, the supervisor of the Board of Elections here.
Director of Elections.
Director of Elections, yeah. Mm-hmm. She's going to be our speaker. She's going to give us an update on all the rule changes and dates and times. And one of the things, you know, we did the constitutional amendment for voter ID. Mm-hmm. One judge overturned it. Another judge put a stay on that, so it was going to be able to go through. But the legislators just got together and passed a resolution or a law, whatever, that will not be using voter ID during the primary.
Was that one just the Senate or the Senate and the House? Is that all I heard
so far was the Senate.
Okay.
So it may still be an issue that's not totally resolved, but Melanie will be able to give us the update on that. That's the purpose for her coming, mm-hmm. to give us all the latest information now on what.
And she stays on top of that
stuff. She sure does. Hal, real quick.
I want to say something about Melanie, too. I think she's a wonderful person. She's fair to everybody. Rain and I went to the last Board of Elections meeting there, And the board itself were very accommodating to us. They listened to us, our concerns, and they wanted to hear from the citizens. They really did. And it's very, very refreshing. And it's a lot different than going to the Board of Commissioners meetings, I'll tell you. These people are more interested in serving the public.
Right. And I'll have to say, because I do serve as a judge, and I urge other people out there to do the same. They have a shortage of volunteers mm-hmm. to serve at the polls. Every year they're searching for, you know, somebody to volunteer. I have to go to the far western end of the county, you know, because there's nobody out there that they can get to sign up to do it. So that's what I've been doing for a number of years. And working with Melanie and her staff, it's not just Melanie, her whole staff.
Oh, that's right. They're all good people.
Every single one of them goes out of their way to be accommodating.
Mm-hmm.
And I've just enjoyed it. You can't get any more fair than they are.
No. They answer your questions and help you in any way they
right.
can.
I honestly could not guess which way anybody who works in that office votes.
Right.
I have no idea what their affiliation
well,
is.
I guarantee you, if you really want to vote, they're going to find a way to help you do that, as long as you're trying to do it legally.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
I guess you could look them up on Voter Lookup. On
anyway, that's going to be Tuesday night after you hear the show here on Sunday. So Tuesday night, downtown New Bern, Stanley Hall Ballroom, Miss Melanie Ray, Craven County Board of Elections will be giving us an update on all the changes to the election process for this primary. All right. Well, let's take another break real quick to hear from our sponsors, and we'll come right back.
In a time when personal responsibility is being mocked and minimized, who's really responsible for your safety and security? Who's really readily available to provide protection for you and your loved ones? Law enforcement is not always going to be there when you need that safety most. Are you prepared to keep you and your family safe and secure? I'm Randy Seiler, owner and instructor for Responsible Security, LLC, and I invite you to be that person, to be the responsible one. Contact me at ResponsibleSecurityLLC.com so you can be better trained, safer, more secure, responsible. At Responsible Security LLC, I provide personal firearms and security training for a variety of skill levels. Currently, classes are available for obtaining a North Carolina concealed carry handgun permit and for advancing your personal firearms skills.
To find the date of our next class, visit our website at ResponsibleSecurityLLC.com.
Remember, your safety and security depends on you first. Visit ResponsibleSecurityLLC.com to learn more and sign up for a class so you can be better prepared to meet your responsibilities.
Baldwin's Transmissions and Auto Repair is the transmission physician in the New Bern area. If you're experiencing transmission problems, call or stop by the shop on Highway 17 South in New Bern. Baldwin will give you the options. They can install a new or reconditioned transmission, or they'll rebuild your existing transmission if that's what you prefer. Baldwin also does a variety of minor auto repairs like brakes, tune-ups, and water pumps. Count on Baldwin Transmission and Auto Repair, your transmission physician, Highway 17 South in New Bern. Everyone loves fresh seafood, and Redfish Seafood Market on Highway 55 East in Grantsboro has all your favorites like shrimp, scallops, and salmon, and plenty of fresh fish in season. Come for our own soft-shell crabs, pecan wood smoked sausage and salmon, and our very own boiled peanuts. Load up on seafood seasoning, flavorful breading, and sausage from the Redfish Seafood Market, Thursday through Saturday, 10 a.m. till 6 p.m., Highway 55 East in Grantsboro, across from the Dollar Tree.
Moore's Old Time Barbecue is slow cooked and smoked over hickory in the tradition established by Tommy and David Moore's parents over 70 years ago. Moore's also serves fried chicken, cooked order seafood, and homemade side dishes. Open 7 days a week at our three locations in New Bern, Winterville, and Moorhead City. We also cater and deliver to your home, workplace, church, or school, anywhere you want your truly traditional barbecue and fixings delivered. And remember, if it's not Moore's, it's less.
For news, commentary, and a different perspective, check out RightWingGranny.com. Hey, Granny's got it going on. See for yourself. Go to RightWingGranny.com.
Y'all ready for this? The County Compass is a rapidly growing, free, weekly newspaper throughout eastern North Carolina. At the County Compass, we believe small business is the future of our great nation. Many small business owners have discovered that an ad in the County Compass each week is the most effective, the most affordable way to reach thousands of readers from all walks of life. At the County Compass, we focus entirely on local and regional news, coverage of important issues that directly affect your life. At the County Compass, we love our readers and we love our advertisers. This Thursday and every Thursday at more than 750 distribution points throughout Eastern North Carolina, pick up your free copy of the County Compass newspaper.
Welcome back to CCTA Wake Up Call. So let's jump ahead to April and go ahead and tell you some exciting news about the April meeting. North Carolina State Treasurer Dale Falwell is going to be our guest speaker. He's going to come talk to us about,
Dale Falwell to me is a really fascinating character. You know, he rides around on a motorcycle and comes to visit. I've seen him several times. And
he's informal, shirt sleeves up, problem solver.
Right.
Yeah. And he's come up with ideas in the past that have saved billions of dollars to our businesses, particularly indebted to the
unemployment insurance.
Federal government indebtedness that they got paid off. And that's he looks for ways to save money.
Right.
No doubt about it.
And his latest foray into that has gotten him in trouble with the medical profession.
And that's what the purpose of his visit is. Mm-hmm. He's coming to talk to us and to present to us his state health plan reform.
Mm-hmm. And the people against him are running some awful ads. They're very misleading.
Yep. Well, there's a lot of big money behind it.
Anytime
you start going after hospitals and medical, pharma.
And another thing he's trying to do is he's trying to make the cost for different medical procedures available before the person has it. So you don't have these surprise bills comes in. So that's another thing the hospitals and medical people don't like.
Right.
So they're ganging up
right
against
it. Right now it's secret, or as they put it, confidential.
Yeah. They're running ads on the radio constantly and things like that against him.
Right.
And I'm glad that he's going to fight back, and I think that we should support him in every way that we can.
Well, I'd like to find out how we can help.
Well, this is how we're helping. We're bringing him in so he can, you can hear it from the horse's mouth.
Sure, and I'm hoping beyond that, though, he can tell us and all the people in attendance what else we can do.
Right. We have a pretty
come
powerful
listen and learn.
Sponsor, don't we, Rick?
Yes. Of course, he's going to give his presentation on his plan. And once that's over with, we will have Q&A. So if you're in the audience, you will get an opportunity to ask your questions. Also, there'll be ample time for you to mingle and meet him personally and talk to him after the formal presentation and the Q&A. So it's at Stanley Hall Ballroom. We can seat over 200 people there. So there's, you know, plenty of space. You can come on down. And, you know, the best part about it, folks, it doesn't cost you anything. It's absolutely free. Now, we do ask if you are so willing, please make a donation to help us defray the cost of the venue.
Because we do have to pay for it.
Right. We do have to pay for it. And we are strictly work off of donations. Sponsorships of the radio program are a big help to us. So, please, if you do decide to attend, consider dropping a little bit in the pot while you're there. We may have a raffle. We are still working on that. So you can be prepared to participate in that. I think it's about time for another gun raffle, isn't it?
No, we haven't had one in a long time.
I know. Maybe we need to do
that.
Well,
you know, Barack Obama was such a good gun salesman. It made him really exciting.
Yeah, that's a good point. Also, helping us with this, co-hosting with it, helping us to arrange getting Mr. Falwell in here, is the John Locke Foundation.
Yeah, it is.
And they're looking at possibly having a reception at one of the local restaurants prior to the meeting. So if you want to keep up to date on just what's going to be going on, it'll be on our website, cctaxpayers.com. We'll keep you updated there and at future radio broadcast as things develop. But we know for sure we are confirmed he's coming.
So we've got three really dynamite things lined up in the near future.
All right. Bam, bam, bam.
I love it.
And, you know, we hope you will come and meet some of us and get to know us.
That date is the 16th of April.
April 16th, third Tuesday. And we are constitutional conservatives. We are nonpartisan. We are 501c3. So everybody is welcome to attend. And everybody will have the same opportunity to speak or ask questions after the, you know, formal presentation.
That's one thing we didn't mention about our forum is we're unusual in that people of all parties will be there.
Yes.
It's not usually the case. Usually it's one party or the other trying to promote their candidates.
Right. This is all candidates, all 26 of them have been invited, and we'll hopefully all of them will participate. And again, that's at Orringer Auditorium in March.
Yep, all Friday, right. March the 22nd.
All right. So have we left anything out?
I don't know. We've had some busy times, haven't we, Rick?
Yeah, we have
really
got some busy times.
But we need your participation.
We do.
You might not know Rick is our program chairman, so he's busy, busy, busy man.
I want to also invite you to join CCTA. It's a very inexpensive proposition. What are we up to now?
That's
$15
a year.
Yeah. Yeah, that's
and that
much.
Helps defray covering some of the, as we're renting the hall monthly, and as we've got other things that we have the constitutions that we're willing to pass out. We have courses on.
Hold on. Let me explain that. We give away free constitutions, our pocket constitutions. We've done it for years. We order them by the cases. We did pass them out at the gun shows. We do it on the sidewalks at different events that we hold.
In a parade, we must have given away 2,000 one time.
Right. We have them at the meeting when you show up. If you don't have one, ask us there. That's an expense we have to cover the cost of. So, again, and, you know, one thing I need to mention. At our last meeting, because of water getting into our sound system, it died.
Oh,
yeah, it died a horrible death. Yes.
It did.
Drowned.
It did. So we have to replace that soundboard.
I was a little embarrassed because I've been bragging about what a good job you do with our sound, and I think it's wonderful. And that one, that night wasn't too good.
Well, everybody knows it was good up until the point it quit.
Yeah.
So anyway, I'd just love to see you folks come out. And it's time for us to reach across and start talking to people of different beliefs.
Absolutely.
You know, a lot of people are waking up and finding out that they've been being lied to, misled, deceived, you know, and it comes from both sides of the aisle. There are hypocrites and bad actors everywhere in D.C., It's the swamp is full of creatures, and it's time that we all get together because we can teach each other, you know, things. Mm-hmm. We can all learn to see something a little bit different way than we've always seen it before. But it takes opening up and talking to other people.
Sure.
You know, I think one of the best outreaches that we can possibly do along those lines is if we can teach some of the principles that you've talked about, the making of America, 5,000-year leave, and other courses that we teach, and we can work through churches. Often that's the best. That's a great way to do it. And it's not racial. You know, churches, they're not racial. Churches have members from all races, and some churches are predominantly one, some predominantly another, but they're welcome.
All right.
They welcome you.
Yeah. Well, you know, you mentioned 5,000-year leap. It's a book study we do. It's based on the 23 principles of liberty. And, it's, you know, if nothing else, if you just study those 23 principles, these are principles that our founding fathers went by to create our founding documents,
sure.
Declaration of Independence and the Constitution, the Bill of Rights, all those things came from Judeo-Christian beliefs.
Yeah. And the name alludes to the fact that people used fire. The wheel had been invented, but they lived about the same for 5,000 years.
Yep.
And then our country was formed based on those principles that you mentioned. And in the next couple hundred years, we went from that situation, very labor intensive, to walking on the moon and doing a whole lot of other things as well.
And not just for our country, but worldwide.
Yes.
We lifted the world.
But we led the way. Yes. And it had to do with keeping the fruits of your labors and the freedoms that were protected by our Constitution.
And we haven't been perfect.
No.
I've read some quotations from George Washington this morning in a little book I just picked up. And it was amazing to me that he said that a country has to be a moral country. That it had to be founded in the Bible before they're free enough, before they know enough to appreciate their freedom and their sovereignty. I just thought that was so profound.
Yep.
And has gone so far from that in today's time. He also didn't like political parties, interestingly enough.
Yeah, he told us that would be the death of us if we weren't careful.
Right.
He ain't far from wrong. Well, that's all the time we have for today's CCTA Wake Up Call. Again, we thank you for joining us. Ask that you please visit our sponsors, tell them you heard about them on CCTA Wake Up Call. And with that being said, Diane, how do you say goodbye in Italian?
Ciao. Ciao. Arrivederci.
So arrivederci, everybody. Come back and see us again next week.
People who learn to do something well and do it often get very good at it. Dr. Jay Singleton and his staff spend a lot of time removing cataracts, and they are good at it. Dr. Singleton has been doing a high volume of these procedures for 15 years. Let's face it, once we turn 50, the chances are we'll soon need cataract surgery. Fortunately, the Singleton Vision Center is conveniently located at 3515 Trent Road in New Bern, and the state-of-the-art Singleton Surgery Center is bringing costs down for patients and participating insurance companies. For dedication, experience, and convenience, you can trust the Singleton team. Dr. Jay Singleton and the Singleton Vision Center is conveniently located at 3515 Trent Road in New Bern.
Would you like to improve your overall health without the use of prescription drugs? Is stress causing you health concerns? Do you want more energy? We hope that you would like to experience optimum health the rest of your life. We offer a free nutritional consultation to the listeners of this radio program. Call the office of Gladys Sussell, wellness educator and nutritional consultant, at 252-728-2118 to make an appointment to start your journey to optimum health.
Since 1952, the North Carolina Fisheries Association has been working to ensure access for fishermen and consumers to enjoy fresh local seafood. The North Carolina Fisheries Association is for fair, science-based fisheries management for commercial and recreational fishermen. If you agree with this philosophy, become a member. For more information, log on to ncfish.org. For fresh North Carolina seafood, there's no better place than B&J Seafood, Highway 70 East in New Bern. For news, commentary, and a different perspective, check out rightwinggranny.com. Hey, Granny's got it going on. See for yourself. Go to rightwinggranny.com.
At Professional Auto Service, keeping vehicles in top form and running well isn't just their business. It's the passion of folks who work there. If baling wire and duct tape is good enough, don't go near them. But if you take pride in your vehicle and reliability is important, go to 2215 Country Club Road in New Bern and let Professional Auto take care of your vehicle. You'll be pleased. That's Professional Auto Service, Country Club Road, New Bern.
The CCTA truly appreciates their sponsors because their support makes it possible for Coastal Carolina Taxpayers Association to bring all of you Wake Up Call every Sunday. Those sponsors include Professional Auto Services on Country Club Road in New Bern, Gladys Sussell, wellness educator and nutrition consultant, Panicelli's Pizzeria in River Bend. Other great supporters are rightwinggranny.com with a unique perspective on the news, B&J Seafood on US 70 in New Bern, the North Carolina Fisheries Association, Baldwin Transmission and Auto Repair on Highway 17 South in New Bern, also the County Compass, serving Pamlico, Beaufort, Craven, and Carteret counties, Dr. Jay Singleton, Moore's Old Time Barbecue. Tune in for the CCTA Wake Up Call every Sunday on the Talk Station, FM 107 and AM 1240.
Just who are these people doing this CCTA program? They're people like you, a photographer, someone that ran their own business, someone retired from the military, just people in the community that love this country and have a desire to do their part to lower taxes and shrink government, to protect individual liberty, and to preserve the U.S. Constitution and free enterprise system. We welcome you to come out to a meeting. If you like what you see and hear, there's a place where you can contribute to the cause. To learn more, go to cctaxpayers.com. That's cctaxpayers.com. The group meets every third Tuesday at Stanley Hall Ballroom in downtown New Bern to enjoy a fantastic speaker and report on CCTA activity since the last meeting. If you've been disappointed with rising taxes and government intrusion, don't just complain. Join Coastal Carolina Taxpayers Association and make your voice heard.